This is DJ Frederick. You're tuned into the Radio Thrift Shop on WFCS 90.9 FM in New London, New Hampshire, and broadcasting around the world online at classicalwfcs.org. A Radio Thrift Shop started here on WFCS 25 years ago in 1999. For 25 years, I've been digging deep into obscure musical delights. It's a work in progress. On any given week, you might hear folk, jazz, easy listening, indie music, forgotten 45s, and forays deep into the dusty archives of the thrift shop. You never quite know what you're going to hear at the thrift shop. This is DJ Frederick broadcasting like it's 1999. And today on Radio Thrift Shop, I'm calling the show Organs in Orbit. Stay tuned as we blast off with some cool keyboards.
Thank you.
The Arabian Nights with Night in Arabia. Before that, it was Alan Haven with Norwegian Wood. And this is Organs in Orbit on the Radio Thrift Shop. We're playing keyboard music from way out there. Cool tunes. Radio Thrift Shop is celebrating 25 years, a whole quarter century on the air here at WSCS throughout the year 2024. So please tune in Saturday evenings at 10 p.m. I'll be broadcasting new editions of the Radio Thrift Shop, every month or two, sprinkled in and among the past 25 years of broadcasts. So please stay tuned. Thank you. Dave Baby Cortez with the Funk Shack East. Before that, Ethel Smith with Latin from Manhattan. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London and online at classicalwscs.org. And this show I'm calling Organs in Orbit, all kinds of scintillating keyboard music. Or is it shimmering?
Well, they're building a gallows outside my cell, and I've got 25 minutes to go.
You've got 1 minute and 30 seconds to go.
The town's waiting just to hear me yell.
You're on the sound beat.
I got 24 minutes to go. Well, they gave me some beans for my last meal. But 23 minutes to go.
This live version of 25 Minutes to Go is from Johnny Cash's 1968 Columbia LP at Folsom Prison. 2,000 Folsom prisoners attended Cash's famed performance at the prison a year earlier. However, death row residents were not allowed. On performing a song about an execution at a prison, Cash said, "I was trying to get things close to the bone."
Then the sheriff said, "Boy, I'm gonna watch you die."
Who wrote the song that Cash used to accomplish this? None other than beloved children's author Shel Silverstein, who also wrote the Cash classic, A Boy Named Sue.
I can see the buzzards, I can hear the crows.
This episode was co-written by Syracuse University student Josh Dager as part of the Soundbeat Class Partnership. Soundbeat is produced at the Belfer Audio Archive, Syracuse University Libraries. I'm Brett Barry.
You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop, homemade and homegrown radio from DJ Frederick, spinning tunes on AM, FM, and shortwave since 1975. Thank you. Pedro Esquivel Orchestra with Lonely Moon. Before that, we heard Gene Ludwig on the keyboards with Blue Flame, and we started off with Jackie Mattou and Ghetto Organ from 1971. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're tuned to the Radio Thrift Shop, cruising up and down the dusty aisles of music from the past century of recorded sound.
Exploring science in the sea. Seaweed is useful stuff. Among other things, it provides habitat for fish, turtles, and other creatures. It's also used in a lot of products in the human realm: food, fertilizers, animal feed, medicines, thickeners for everything from toothpaste to ice cream, and many more. And there's one new possible use: providing heat. There are many varieties of seaweed. They can be up to hundreds of feet long. All of them are types of algae. They don't grow in the ground. Instead, they anchor themselves to the sea floor, or they float in the water. They take their nutrients directly from the seawater. Scientists in Great Britain recently developed a way to use seaweed to store heat. They formed it into beads just a fraction of an inch across. The beads are made from a material called alginate, sugars extracted from some varieties of seaweed. It's cheap, there's a lot of it, and it's non-toxic, so it's easy to work with. And the beads wouldn't contribute greenhouse gases to the air. The scientists tested a couple of ways to process the alginate. Both methods yielded beads that are about 4 times more efficient at storing heat than similar beads made from other materials. The beads would absorb heat from the sun or from industry, then release the heat when needed. They can store the heat indefinitely, so there's no time limit. The scientists were scheduled to test the beads at a steel mill in 2023, seeing if they've really found another application for useful seaweed. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute at Port Aransas. I'm Holly Brawley.
And this is DJ Frederick, celebrating 25 years of Radio Thrift Shop and Seldom Heard Radio here at WSCS. Today I'm playing some keyboard music, calling the show Organs in Orbit. or Casio's in Space. the cool Hammond sounds of Cherry Wainer and Don Storer with A Taste of Honey. Before that, Don Shin with Bossa Words. Or Bossa Words. Or, strange combination. All right, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop here on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London. And I'm celebrating 25 years on the airwaves during 2024. Today's show, Organs in Orbit.
Thank you.
Very cool tune by Julius Brockington with 49 Reasons. And before that, we heard some music by Julian Gould from his LP, Organs in Orbit. All right, this is DJ Frederick. I'm going to orbit on out of here, reminding you that Radio Thrift Shop is right here on WSCS every Saturday evening from 10 p.m. until midnight. And in 2024, I'm marking and observing 25 years here on WSCS. So please stay tuned for new shows in and amongst some great classic shows. All right. Until next time, keep crate digging.